And welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast. This is your host, Joe Ard, and off to my digital left is the one, the only rock god of podcasting.
You go, Joe. Good job, man. Well done, sir. I did not see that coming. The beast has done you well. Man, that was good. That was right on point there. Good energy. Good everything. I can just sit back and just ride this show for the rest of the season.
Of the season.
Yeah, man. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good. The beach was a lot of fun. It was great. It was fantastic.
The one question I think everybody has, and you can say we'll wait till experience of the week, or we can jump right into it, right? Did you find more Pokestops and gyms than before?
So I actually made a mention on our Discord. I didn't tweet it out or anything like that, but as I was driving in, I snapped a picture. There are 4 new stops that have been added since last year. The trouble is they are behind a literal paywall. They are on a pier that you have to pay to get access to.
A real life paywall.
Literal paywall. Now, granted, I probably could have taken my phone over underneath the pier and walked up. I might have been able to get the last one, maybe, if I started going into the water with my phone. I don't necessarily want to do that. But no, I just relaxed. I did catch some Pokemon on the beach, but for the most part, it was just a relaxing time for me.
Good.
We went on a few walks, and I was looking over the submission guidelines again for Wayfarer, and there's an issue with the beach, and it explains why there's so few stops. Is it's all residential, and you're not supposed to submit stops for residential. And most of these are rentals,
right?
But still, you're not supposed to
come walking through there, and yeah,
which is a shame because there's a ton of artwork outside on people's houses, like plaques with the name of the house, and that have really neat things like Sunshine Cottage with this really cool plaque that's a sun and it's carved and whatnot. Or there was this one area where they had a whole bunch of metal sculptures on their porch and things like that. I was like, that would be awesome as a stop, but it's someone's house.
Yeah.
And so I did try submitting a couple of stops because there are a couple of stores. So I tried submitting a couple of stops there, but at the same time, they don't like just making stores stops. So yeah. We'll see. I don't expect a whole lot, but that's kind of why we go to that beach, because it's off the beaten path. It's not commercial. It's fun. That wow. said, mm-hmm. In the past 2 weeks, I grabbed 2 new shinies. Well, ooh, one actual new shiny. I got a Tentacool.
Nice. So the
purple and green Tentacool, and I grabbed a shiny Chikorita. Now, I already had a shiny Chikorita because it was a community day, but still nice. And then I grabbed a few Raganarola while I was there, and I hatched a Golett, and I caught a Kranidos. So that was pretty fun in and of itself.
Raganarola looks cool, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I actually have enough to evolve a Raganarola. Nope, I'm still 8 short. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
It looks like the reverse, or it looks like a fat Beldum, actually. Like Beldum retired, got the dad bod going on. You know,
and grew some legs.
Yeah, grew some legs. Yeah,
yeah. So, but I've got 4 of them now. So theoretically, if I find someone to trade them to, you know, we can be more than 6 feet apart and do some Pokemon trading. I'm just
well, as of right now, Dragon Con's still on.
So it's true. It's true.
A Pokemon care package to come my way.
And it's so funny because half of the stuff I caught at the beach, it doesn't actually list the town for it. It just says North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Interesting.
So, but yeah.
I had my heart broken, Joe.
Uh-oh.
I had my heart broken. You know, I worked. I got the three or the four things. And I do. I'm mad at myself for not doing the first one, not paying enough attention. Going, okay, I need Cresselia and the other three. And so let me just do them all so then I can unlock the thing. But I was going to drop $8. Love our community. Love our community. I can't remember if it was US Nate Scouts or one of the other people in the community that in our Discord said, I mean,
yeah, it was US Nate was Scout.
Yeah. Yep. So immediately, as soon as the event dropped, he said, do not buy it. Because the second round, you've got to win 15 raids.
Yeah, that'd take you like a year.
It would take me forever. I mean, if I could do it in a week, if the world was normal and I'm going back and forth to work, I would have been like, you know what though? $8 to get the character, to get, you know, unlock the thing, throw a little money at the game, right? To round out my collection. And because I'm going to work, I have a ton of raids I can go do. I just don't. But now that I'm at home, and I mean, I don't even know where raids are. I can't see any from my house. I have to go somewhere and find them and hope they're out and about. And I don't go out that much. Have you ever? Yes, I've done 15. Well, okay. Let me check my medal.
US Nate Scout throwing you under the bus.
Well, I might not be wrong.
For the podcast listeners, a US Nate Scout in chat just asked, have you done 15 raids ever?
Which one's the raid medal? pull it up on your phone so I can see
which one is the raid. So that, I don't pay attention to
that
medals.
Broke my heart. It's like, oh man. So thank you for looking out for me. So that was great. So yeah, I was looking forward to the new event. I was going to put that $8 in and get it. And it wasn't going to happen. But I did hatch a few cool things this week or in the last 2 weeks. Now last week I didn't take off cause Joe was gone. I took off cause the world was even crazier than normal, and I talked to a lot of different creators, and I just went with my gut feeling. My gut feeling was it just didn't feel right to talk about certain things and do certain things with the world upside down at the time. So that's why I took that, because I had a great thing planned. Tony was going to come on, Tony P. Henderson, who used to play but didn't play, so he was going to be the filthy casual, and I was going to be the Joseph expert, and it was going to be fun. But I had to call him. I was like, yeah, we're not going to do that, man.
All right. So there's actually two raid medals. Okay. There's one that looks like Lugia, and that's for legendary raids. And then there's one that looks like Rhydon, and that's for regular raids.
All right. Let's see. 34 raids. Thank you very much. Over double your number, Nate, in the chat, not your real number.
In the question.
Yeah, in the question. Yeah. Not the real game.
So, let's clarify that. In the question.
It doesn't tell me on this particular stream when I got it, but I got a Chingling at some point.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I was very happy with that. And then my most recent, I finally got a Nincada.
And there you go.
Where's their bonus candies or something? I don't recall ever getting, actually, I never had it. It was a shadow. It came up, did this thing. I actually have 45 candies for it.
Yeah, there were research tasks and stuff.
Okay, so I must have been pulling those. All right.
It shares the same. Nincada has the split, split evolution is not quite true with Nincada because Nincada, when it evolves into Ninjask, you actually get two Pokemon. You get Ninjask and Shedinja. That's in the main series games. In this one, Nincada just evolves into Ninjask, and Shedinja they've only done through research tasks and things like that.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's why I have the candies. I just noticed in the picture. So, yeah, two really cool new ones. I've been doing, my kids have gone out to different things recently, so I have to go pick them up. And so I've been doing some random spins, nothing new, but yeah, when he said, you know, don't do the race. And I actually still thought about it. I was like, well, I could take my time. I was like, man, but you're right, Joe. I mean, right now in my life, 15 raids sounds like it'd take me a year. You know, by the time what would be the dumbest thing is I paid $8, get stuck on the raids, and then 3 months from now, whatever it was I was trying to get comes in a box or a research task or something, right? It's like, why'd I pay my money?
I honestly don't know how long it would take me to do 15 research tasks. My work this past week has announced that no one will be returning until after Labor Day to the office. And that's assuming it doesn't get bumped back again. So I'm going to be working from home at least. Well, that's when they're going to start bringing people back in. And then it's going to be like 100 people every week or every 2 weeks, something like that. So assuming they even start after Labor Day, I probably am not going back into the office until late October or November.
Yeah. Hey, Just Will 77. What's up? I announced to my bosses that I'm not coming back to the office ever. So there's that.
Well, and I could have done that, to be honest. And the main reason that I'm not, and you and I have talked about this, is specifically for the show. If I don't leave the house, I tend to play less Pokemon Go. Let's be real. And so I specifically did not become a full-time teleworker. Right now I am anyway, because no one is going back to the office,
but
I did not request to become a full-time teleworker after all of this is over, specifically for the podcast.
And you enjoyed it. I mean, the little stories you do tell from work is that you enjoyed taking the lunch break with some people in the office and going over here to the pond and, you know, doing things. I know it's different. And, you know, I like getting out of the house, and actually I hope by next month to get back on the ambulance a little bit, because there are some contractual things that happen that I've been off for 2 months. But I hope to get back in, and because I do like getting out a little bit and doing that and experiencing new things. So we'll see what happens. Just Will says I'm back in now and have to wear a mask to and from my desk. See, that's the biggest thing. When I went back, I do some orientations and stuff at the school. I'll go in special for that. And they're like, oh, you got to wear a mask. I'm like, And then everybody's sitting at a table is like 10 feet away from me. I take my mask off. And I'm like, you're supposed to wear a mask. Like, you're 10 feet away. And I'm going to tell you get within 6 feet, I'm just going to spit on you. So you wear the mask and you stay away. I'm not wearing this while I'm lecturing, because I got to talk for 2.5 hours. I'm not doing that with the mask on. Joe, you don't wear a mask. You don't even own a mask. I do. Let me see if I can pull that picture up. So I did splurge a little bit. I must have closed my pictures. Let's see. I did splurge a little bit because I knew there's going to be, you know, back on the ambulance and everything. I'm going to have to wear one. I must have deleted that picture. But it's a Nintendo controller, an old school Nintendo controller is what it looks like.
Nice. I mean,
it's a full mask, but it looks like, you know, with the buttons and everything. And it looks really cool. And it's got the filters in it and stuff. So anyway, that's not what we call to talk about. I'm glad you're back, Joe. I'm glad we're doing our show again. Cheeky Nashville, even though we weren't on last week, he came by the house and knocked on the door. He's like, where's Joe? I'm like, he's at the beach. You came to the wrong house, man. Go up to the beach. What's wrong with you?
I thought about you while I was driving through Atlanta.
As you flipped me the finger. I know. That's fine.
Basically, pretty much. No.
Oh, man. So just remind me.
I was like, oh, we take that exit to go to Charles's house.
Yeah.
Actually, I said we go to Charlie's house. My wife was like, who?
Who?
It's like, Charles. She was like, oh, because she's never, I've actually never called you Charlie ever, but I just decided to. So she was like, what?
Sure, Artie. We'll do
now
that.
You're Charlie.
No. So just remind everybody, our show is on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Twitch, and YouTube. So you can check us out. We do this Thursday nights here on Twitch from 8 p.m. Eastern to 9. And we're going to jump right into it.
Experiences of the week in Discord.
That's right. Thank you, Jesse. I'm out of practice. How far back are we going? Because I'm looking at like 524. Is it further back than that?
No, it's 527, I believe.
That sounds about
right. Let me just double check. 528.
Okay.
All right.
There's a lot of experience here. Knock it out, Joe. What we got?
Just back it up. All right. So we've got U.S. Nate Scout with a shiny Piplup and a shiny Krogunk and a shiny Glammeow. Oh, no. Sorry. Nope. U.S. Nate Scout was just a Piplup. The other two go to Terry Wolf. And then I showed my Beach Catch Tentacool. I got that pretty quick, so that was fun. Barry popped in. says that the Pokemon Go outage was the most difficult 7+ hours of his life.
Yeah.
And then says, okay, not really. But he was happy that his buddy brought back a cactus fruit souvenir for him.
Did you see after, I don't know when this update came through, but when you send a gift to somebody, you can add a sticker. You have to go pay for the sticker. But you add a sticker to the gift when you send it to somebody?
Yes, I have seen that. That's actually one of the third topic on our list. Yep.
All right, cool. There was this random day when all the Pokemon had their backs turned to me, 100%. I was like, what is going on in the game? I don't understand.
Yeah, you asked if you smelled, and I just clarified are the filthy casual.
Then Barry got the Braviary evolved, and then, man.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those Stunfisks as well. The Galarian Stunfisk. Did you get one of those?
No, I have not.
Yeah, they're kind of fun.
They look like a green duck walked on them.
Like a green duck. I mean,
those are little duck footprints on there. On them.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. You're right.
And Meowth. Oh, that is the ugliest Meowth I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
And Barry said that Meowths are like your Pikachus with hats.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He just hates getting a new Meowth.
Coach Kev got Genesect. Good for you.
By the way, U.S. Nate Scout brings up a point, which, again, we'll talk about in the feature update, but we'll just mention it real quick. You don't have to pay for stickers. You can get them through gifts as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Coach Kev with the Genesect, like you said, and with the 100% Darmanitan.
Did you ask it though, Coach Kev? Write us in. As soon as you caught it, did you ask it how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It does kind of look like the.
It looks exactly like that owl. Well, I mean, it's a little like if that owl was on LSD or something, but it looks a lot like that owl from our childhood.
Yeah, but you got to remember, this is the Pokemon with the flaming hot poo.
Because he doesn't take his time with the Tootsie Pops. He eats them too fast. You can't do that.
That's why that happens.
That is why that happens. Nate Scout hatched 2 7K eggs, both being Galarian. One of which is perfect. He's got a Darumaka, which is the owl in snow.
Yeah, basically. I said Darmanitan, but that's the evolution.
Yeah.
Earlier.
And oh man, Zigzagoon looks like he's a Kiss dog, like the band Kiss. Looks like he's in the Kiss army.
Yeah. Good old Zigzagoon. And then Coach Kev showing off his shiny Patrats from the Spotlight. So that was this past week's Spotlight Hour with Patrat.
I think Coach Kev is trying to compete with Terry, and you don't have to. Terry's dead to us, so you're great, Coach. We appreciate you, man. It's all good. Now, as people do, there's a lot of things going on in this world. We're not here to talk politics or argue points. We're just going to report some of the news. And Niantic is going to donate Pokemon Go 2020 Fest ticket sales to the Black Lives Matter movement with a minimum of $5 million being donated.
Yeah, so if GoFest ticket sales do not reach 5 million, they will just flat out do 5 million. So, but I doubt that they will be below 5 million.
Tickets are on sale yet? I'm looking right now.
They're not on sale yet.
So, although we can still...
And we don't know the price yet. However, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, GoFest is not limited to a specific number this
weekend,
year.
And it's everywhere in the world. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so it doesn't matter where you are. We're not restricted by because we're physically in Chicago. anybody can do GoFest. So, and I, this GoFest is one that I am definitely planning on paying for.
Yeah. I'll do that. Because GoFest, traditionally, they just overload you with cool stuff. It is worth the cost.
I am a bit worried that it will, in-game, it will not be the same GoFest experience.
It won't be. It won't be, because really, the experience is as much being with people and around the whole environment as it was.
That's why I clarified in-game. In-game, the experience will not live up to the normal GoFest.
Because even
that is one of my worries.
When they release Chimeco, I think was the one we did last year, right?
We got Celebi.
Celebi. When they did that one, when they released it to the public, the tasks were a little different. And, just at GoFest itself, you take all these pictures and all these photo bombs and all these shinies. And I hope they just turn that on, honestly.
They set up the specific biomes. I'm kind of hoping what they do for GoFest will be somewhat similar to the Incense Days, where each hour has a specific theme. Since we can't physically go to different areas,
two or three hours, right?
Since they can't set up specific areas for the
biomes.
Biomes, but they could set up specific time zones for the biomes. They could set up specific time frames for the different biomes. What do they normally have? They have four or five biomes at GoFest. Is that right?
They have at least four. There was the water, there was the snow, there was the rocky dirt.
They had five this last time.
They had the fairy area, and I'm trying to remember what the fifth one was.
They had a ghost area.
Ghost, yep. There you go.
They could definitely do that over the course of, 5 hours, 6 hours. And then make it so the incense during that time also spawns directly related to whatever the current biome is. And yeah, we'll have to see. I'm guessing that's, in my mind, I don't see any other way for them to pull it off other than that, if they were trying to do the biome stuff like they have been.
Right.
And US Nate Scout brings up a good point. Hopefully they have more Pokestops. There is a huge at GoFest, a huge saturation of Pokestops.
I remember I counted on just 50% of the fest of the park, there was about 35 to 40 Pokestops.
And if I remember correctly, there was 70 something total
something
in the park.
That. Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot. You won't get the trading like you do there, where people are asking for these things from all
unless
they open up global trading.
They open up global trading on your friends list for the day.
That would be
what if they did that for GoFest? You have to have a ticket, and the other person has to have a ticket, but distance doesn't matter. For the weekend. Exactly, US Nate Scout. For the duration of GoFest, if they opened up distance trading. Now, that if they did that, I guarantee that they would limit the number of special trades you could do.
And they did that there. I mean,
were limited to five special trades.
Something like
I
that.
Think.
It was a decent number. It wasn't ridiculous or anything.
Still, I mean, that sounds very fair to me. Open up distance trading for GoFest, because they're pushing this theme of GoFest is global. Well,
and should they call it StayFest this year?
it's the staycation. But
nope, wrong one. Dang it! Here on Joe.
yep. And so It'll be interesting to see when we have more details of GoFest how they do it. Yeah, if they did, we would have to change the name of the game.
Pokemon Stay.
Well, I mean, they've already got Pokemon Home. That is a thing. Yeah. Granted, it's as
there you go. Pokemon little... Go Home Fest.
Go Home Fest.
Yeah. So, all right, what's the next one? The next one is, and this sounds like somebody something out of the Appalachian Mountains. Zekrom's Pokemon Go debut and more in June. Who's
and
Zekrom?
More in June.
Zekrom, who's going to bring me my moonshine?
So, two weeks ago, we talked about Zekrom's counterpart, as it were. Who was it? Reshiram. That's what I'm thinking of. We talked about Reshiram, the dragon firefly mix. So Zekrom is the other featured legendary from the Black and White games. And like the title says, he will be popping up in June, specifically starting June 16th. So later this week, later next week, rather, this upcoming week. And he will be around until they say he won't be.
Yeah, I don't see raid hours on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, Wednesday nights, 6 to 7 p.m. local time, throughout June and the 1st of July.
But they skip this. The dates are out of order. No, they're not out of order. Never mind. No. I'm reading it backwards. I'm out of order. No, you're out of order, Joe. You're out of order.
I am going to hold you in contempt of court. So June 17th, 24th, and July 1st, 6 to 7 p.m. local time, we'll have raid hours featuring Zekrom. And then also throughout the month of June, the research breakthrough boxes. I know you are terribly excited for this. They are Trapinch.
Yeah, you know what? Trapinch is okay, and he evolves into something kind of cool.
Yeah, but we had a Trapinch community day.
I didn't get a shiny, so maybe I'll get the shiny. Who knows? Yeah, no, I'm with you. it's excellently mediocre.
And then we can skip the next little blurb because it's about the throwback challenge. Yep, we've already discussed that, and it's
and we're going to get buggy. We're going to get all kind of buggy in the game, coming up with Solstice theme and then the bug out event. Friday, June 19th from 8 a.m. to Wednesday, June 24th, we're getting the solstice themed event, which means more meows for Barry and the bug.
There's no details in this particular post, and I don't think we have any details in our show notes for these events. I'm pretty sure we don't. Solstice theme, it wouldn't surprise me if the sun and moon Pokemon pop up.
Yep.
Sol
and Luna.
Something like that. I'm honestly blanking on their names, but they are something like that. The sun and moon Pokemon. I caught one recently, so I'm trying to scroll down and see it. Unless I trashed it. There it is. Solroc and Lunaroc. That's what they are. I was like, it's something like that. And so that wouldn't surprise me if that's part of the Solstice event. Perhaps they will switch places yet again because they're only in half of the world. Switch places afterwards is what I'm referring to. Right. And then bug out event seems pretty self-explanatory that we're going to get a lot of bugs.
Types, yep.
So,
and that'll be June 26th through July 1st. So, right, you know, a few days after the Solstice event, once it ends that weekend, then starting that next Wednesday, bug out starts. Then every Tuesday, for the rest of this month, you've got spotlight events. What?
Yep. So, this next week on the 16th, it will be Numel. On the 23rd, it will be Clefairy.
They don't even say they're upping the chance of shiny or anything.
Well, for Numel. Well, Numel doesn't have a shiny available yet. So Clefairy does specifically say, if you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny Clefairy.
Yeah, I want a shiny everything.
There's Krikatot on June 23rd, and again, that shiny is not available either.
Yes, I probably won't mess with that one at all then.
But you're going to mess with the Clefairy?
Yeah, I mean, shiny is shiny, right? You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Let's just say you can play Rocket Man while you're trying to catch Clefairy. Because they're from Mount Moon.
Ground control to Major Joe. We've got some feature updates. I don't understand why games do stickers. I'm just going to put that out now. I don't get why games do stickers at all, ever, for any reason. Even when I was a little girl, I didn't care about stickers. So I don't care about
them. When you were a little girl?
Yeah.
People collect all kinds of stuff. They collect stickers. They collect stamps. People will collect it. And so they will give
it. But you can't really collect it, right? It's on that gift. And once that gift is opened, it's gone?
I don't know. Maybe they'll give us a sticker book. I haven't actually read this announcement, to be honest. Well,
read it, Joe.
Read it. All right. So
make your first smile with a gift sticker. Ha! Ah,
oh, you read it before me.
Took my opening.
My bad. So, like you had mentioned before, there is a button that says you can add a sticker. Here, let me get out of catching here, and we can show it on air.
And Nate Scout says it's all random. You can't tell what stickers you get either.
Yeah, so there's this add a sticker. I have no stickers to send. Oh no.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is an add a sticker button that you can send on there. Now it says you can invite friends to raid regardless of location. Is this actually, because they've announced it a bunch of times, and I'm just wondering, is this actually live? Is it live? It says when this feature is available. So I'm going to just say it's not live yet. But it says when it's available, you'll see a plus button in both the public and private raid lobbies that you've joined in person. After tapping the plus button, you'll be able to invite up to 5 friends to join you. Your friends will be able to see raid invitations on their nearby screen or in push notifications. So this might actually give me a reason to turn on push notifications for Pokemon Go. The invitations will allow them to enter the raid lobby. Your friends will use a pass. Now, I'm a little miffed that it doesn't specify what type of pass. It doesn't say if it's a remote pass or if it is a raid pass.
And do they have to be local, right? Could you invite me to do a remote raid pass, right? So you're going to go to a raid. You can invite me being on your friends list, and I can use my remote raid through you. You know, I don't think they're going to do that, but that would be the best way to do this. We could play with all of our listeners throughout the world, right? And we'd probably, honestly, to do that, we'd probably put money into the game to get remote raid passes. But as it stands right now, we have to see it. So you do still have to be somewhat local, because to use either type of pass for the raid, you have to be there physically or at least see it on your game.
Yeah, because it says that it will be in your nearby list if they invite you.
Yeah.
So, you just it's about raids. So of course Charles is just
It's like I want to raid, but they're not making it.
Now if it consumes, if this consumes normal raid passes, I'm super excited about it. If this consumes remote raid passes, I'm with you. I'm just
Well, I mean, unless US Nate Scout can go, I'm gonna raid. And bing, I'm going to invite Charles. And like, done. I will log in from my house, and I'll use my remote raid pass, and I'm there with
you. That's what this is saying.
But it's not a nearby. Unless they change how the remote raid works, I can't do it unless... You're right.
Yeah. So
the way it works now is I have to see that raid.
Yes. One person has to see it, and then that one person can invite 5 people who cannot see it.
All right. We'll see. I'm okay with it.
And it gets added to their nearby list. Now, all of the raids that are on the nearby list currently consume remote raid passes. So I'm guessing that this will too.
But and Joe,
it makes sense. We are remote. But at the same time, I wish they had never done remote raid pass versus regular raid pass. It should have just been
the same
raid pass. And the reason that this makes me upset is because people already have a stash of regular premium battle passes.
True, I have a big stash of those.
And so it them differentiating it just feels like a money grab to me.
I get that. But Joe, look at it this way, man. That gives us a new Patreon level to put out. You want to play with Joe and me remotely? Join patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. You know, but I, dude, okay, if it works the way you're trying to convince me that it works, and I'm just not convinced till I see it, I will actually be excited about this because I want to play with people. I don't care about randos and I don't care about raids, but if I can never, I know it's PJT, RJ, Bridget. Bridget, I mean, it's all initials, you know, it's whatever. It's not how they do their name, but one of our patrons who refriended me in the game, or maybe weren't friends before, but we did the friend thing tonight. I love that. I love that you listen to the show. I love especially that you're a patron and you're in Discord. I will raid whenever you invite me to go raid. And I will put patron money into this to do it.
And US Nate Scout brings up another good point with remote raid passes is right now you're capped at 3. You can't have more than 3 remote raid passes in your item bag. And so, let's again,
how much
I really just wish this was.
So a pack of 3 raid passes is 250 coins. 1 raid pass is 100 coins. So buying them 3 saves you 50 coin. And what is that, $1.250?
But see, I can't even exchange it because you have reached the max. I mean, I don't have enough coins, but yeah, you have reached the max number of remote raid passes.
So yeah,
3.
That's roughly $1.250 per. I, you know what, Joe? I love our listeners more. I will spend that to play with our listeners all day.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to set up for people in our Discord
raid invites.
Our own raid. And then have them invite us. We could even be in the chat room in Discord, have them invite us to, and we could
talk to each other.
We could stream it.
Yeah,
if they invite us, then we can, cause we're not set up to stream while out and about.
Right.
We don't have that equipment. But if they invited us, if we set up raid hours, quote unquote, for our Discord people, then actually even just one of us could be out and about if we wanted to, and the other one could be streaming it, one or the other. If we talked through Discord, then we could communicate there because Discord has a voice chat. We're just spitballing here, people. We're just spitballing.
Well, now, if that happens, I kind of regret not spending the $8 to get a sack, because I don't want to have to break my schedule to go out and go somewhere physically to raid. I know that's the heart of the game. I'm not mad at the game for it. I'm just not going to do it. I also don't like that I have to depend on people that I don't know that have proven to me in the past to be undependable to help me get stuff in the game. I don't like that feeling either, but I absolutely love taking on PvP challenges from people, you know, because like, hey, I want to play with you. I'm down with that. And I absolutely love this idea. I mean, Terry's been trying to get me to raid forever. And you know, that dude will raid all weekend long. And so
that's right. I'm like, we'll just coordinate with Terry and be like, all right, Terry, give us an hour where you can run around to raids and invite us.
Yeah, we'll play.
We're going to Discord this up.
And we're going to stream. And you're right. Being at
and
home,
we can stream it.
We can easily stream it, both of us, you know, separately. So, dude, I am down. I'm down all the way around. This one actually, if it comes out the way that you're trying to bake it, I will eat it. It'll be awesome. So, Latias and Latios, Latias is coming back for another special raid weekend event. I still don't have either one of these fools. Do I?
Really?
Do I? I
don't. You don't have any of the Latios or Latios?
No, I got Latios. I do have Latios. How did I get Latios? Oh,
in a box. They were in boxes for a while.
July 1st, 2019. It says caught in Cleveland, Georgia.
July 1st, 2019.
Okay, I remember this. I remember because of where it was. I took my daughter up to 4-H camp or something, and I have a friend up in Cleveland, Georgia, who also plays, and we don't see each other very often. So Aaron and the rest of the kids and I met her at this park, and before we left, we went, hey, there's a raid right over there. Why don't we just go see what we can do? And it was Latios, and I got it. So, because I didn't get the box. I was too lazy to get the box. Anyway, that's not what we're called to talk about. They're coming back Friday, June 12th through Monday, June 15th. They're going to be in and out of raids.
Yeah, it's a weekend. And both of them have their shinies available. I actually do have one of them as a shiny Latios, so that's fun. But they are both Dragon Psychic, so you're going to want to use Dragon-type Pokemon, ice type Pokemon, bug, ghost, dark, or fairy. So those are all good attack types to use against Dragon Psychic. But yeah, get out there and get some.
Not until you do the remote raid pass where I can do it with somebody else. I'm good. all right, so we've got the Alolan and Galarian forms coming. It's a certain. That's a little teaser right there. Certain.
This was almost a week ago. They're out. Just like in
Joe goes to the beach for 1 week. He's got to bring up old history with everybody.
Well, so we're just doing our due diligence, talking about the things that have been announced in the past 2 weeks since the last time we recorded. In our experiences of the week chat, U.S. Nate Scout specifically mentioned two of the new Galarian forms that they hatched.
The Stunfisk and the
Meowth. No, the Darumaka and the Zigzagoon.
Oh, the Stunfisk and the Meowth came from, I know the Meowth came from Barry.
The Meowth was from Barry. I had a Stunfisk as well. The Meowth was from the $8 event.
Okay. Yeah, because they said that was the Meowth.
Now, he could have hatched it. I'd have to scroll up and double check. I don't think he actually specifies. Right. He does not. So it could have been, let's see. No, based on the day that he sent it, it was part of the event. Because it was the same day the event started.
And that would be why it would be the Pikachu hat to me, because they were probably every freaking where, and that's all he saw.
Yeah. So, but the Galarians that are available in 7K eggs are Meowth, Zigzagoon, Darumaka, and Stunfisk. And just because they want to, they also tossed all of the Alolan forms into 7K eggs too, just to dilute them so that you have to use more incubators.
Yeah, I don't have to. I still use my one.
You know, it's true though.
Yeah, no, I know. Absolutely. I don't need Millie Vanilli to tell me. I know it's true. It's all good. I blame it on the game. But with that, Bad Pod, we are going to take a quick break.
Pie Senators said that they... No, not yet. Sure. We're not... No. Pie Senator says they hatched a Galarian Zigzagoon. Congratulations. Now we can take a break. Now we can take
now?
A break.
Now? Now we're good? All right, fine.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Hey there, this is Cheeky Nashville, and I got a question for Joe.
Nope, that was the playback. Let's see, what was this one? Nope, I know what that one is. It's been 2 weeks, and they were brand spanking new 2 weeks ago. And I'm come on, get off of my button.
Hey, you guys.
Stop. Hey, you. I can't get it to stop. I'll have to wait a second. I'll have to wait a second, everybody. Sorry. Let's try this.
Pokemon Go podcast is made.
Oh, it's right about. Holy crap. All right, I've just broken everything. It's fine.
Charles has broken everything.
It's fine. I'll fix it before we get to the trivia. Cuz that must have been the voicemail. How's that not set to just all right, stop. There, finally made it. Okay. Now here's for hopefully let's see what special music comes up today. Coming back in.
Hey there, this is Chica.
No, that's not the right button. I'm gonna do another one. All right, we'll go with this one. That's fine.
This one again? It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Oh, both of those are good. Both are good. I was hoping. I found, and if you follow me on Facebook, you already have a teaser on what I found because I was so excited about it. I had to share it out to the world, but I don't want to talk about it too much stuff because I like it to come out spontaneously. And what's funny is when I first added it and tested the button, it came up like there's always one that comes up every time, the first time, whatever. So I have to clear that one, and then it's random after that. And so, yeah, we got those are both good.
So
those are both good.
So what you're saying is you're Kel from Mystery Men, where he's only invisible if no one's looking at him.
No, music played. You know what else plays? The feature Pokemon for June Community Day is what? Weedle? We had no idea. No, I know we did. But I'm actually a little frustrated with the game too because it kept, even though I hit it to read the article so it wouldn't keep popping up, it kept popping up. Guess what? Tuesday's Weedle's like, I know! I cleared this off like 5 times now.
Did you know that it's Weedle?
I did. Ask me if I'm excited. I am not.
You're not excited for the Murder Hornets?
I'm not excited for the Murder Hornets.
We kind of skipped that in real life. Like,
oh,
they
totally
were a
did.
Big deal for like 2 days and yeah. then.
The 2020 season of life is all whack. Why introduce murder hornets if you're not actually going to do anything with them and just let them go away? This is the worst season ever of life. So, yeah.
Oh, 2020.
But yeah, no. I mean, I know people are out of the choices.
You are the Garbodor of years.
I know that people out of the choices, they liked this one. And I know we liked the kind of murder hornet thing. It's just like, woo, in your face. And I don't know. It's like saying there's a Pidgey Day. Okay. And B-Drill and there's Drill Run. I don't play a lot of PvP. So I'm just a collector. In this game, I'm just a collector. That's really all. And it's 1/3 of the game. I get that. But I'm not going to be excited.
I haven't looked to see if it has PvP uses. If it does, it's going to only be in Great League. I'm just trying to think of what the meta in Great League is to see if it would. I'm not sure if it would be that good in the current meta. Now, the meta shifts, so it could possibly be better, but I don't see it. I don't see it being useful in PvP. But then again, I don't think that's why people voted for it. I think people voted for it because it was a new shiny. So, okay.
I'll take a green B-Drill, and I'll be fine. And this is coming up June 20th, so we still got roughly 2 weeks-ish.
So 2020.
Yep.
All the 20s. So not this weekend, but next weekend. We're recording this on the 11th. I have to state that because by the time this comes out, it will be this upcoming weekend, probably, maybe.
Yeah, it should come out tomorrow. Roughly. Yeah, it's obviously not look at the date. Don't worry about the weekend. Look at the date.
That's true.
I love this.
It is June 20th.
I love this line. There will not be a live stream during June Community Day. We'd like to thank all the trainers who turned into our first ever Community Day live stream. And everybody who tuned in said there was no live stream. It was just gone. It wasn't there.
Well, no, they did. Didn't they do another? I don't know. I don't pay attention to their live stream.
Apparently nobody does, and that's why they're not going to do it again. You know, if they just
they're like, it's just talked, not worth it.
If they talk to somebody who does live streaming for maybe a living, somebody could have helped them out. I'm just saying.
It's true.
I'm Randy tonight. I'm just on it. Pokemon Go to discontinue. Oh yeah, support on 32-bit Android devices. That's pretty old devices, right? The 32-bits. Yeah, we're looking at the Motorola Moto G first generation. I don't know anything about the Sony Xperias, but Samsung Galaxy S4, S5. Aren't we on like 7 and 8 at this point on the S's, I think?
I don't know. These have got to be at least 4 years old. Yeah, we're on S9, I think, for Galaxy. I mean, both of us are iOS people.
And we're on Galaxy Note 10 for Samsung.
And the Motorola Moto G, they specify first generation. Yeah. So, and they'd say Android devices released before 2015. So these are 5 years old, at least.
Yeah.
Is what we're looking at
here. I'm going to look up when one of these was done. And I know, I get it. If you're playing on one of these phones, it does suck. I don't want to say, well, upgrade or die, man. But at some point, it doesn't make tech sense.
That's what I had to do when they stopped. When they announced that they were no longer going to support the iPhone 5, mm-hmm. That's when I went out and got my iPhone 10.
Galaxy Note 3, which is on this list, was released in September of 2013.
Yeah.
So it's just the tech's not there.
You know who this is going to really affect, though? And it kind of makes me sad. It's Nicole? The little kid. What? I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
But,
I don't know.
No, it's the little kids who are bumming off of their parents' hotspot and using their parents' old phone. And I get it. They can't support everything forever. And so, yeah, they will be only 64-bit devices. They've already gone to only 64-bit devices for iOS. Actually, that's when they stopped supporting the iPhone 5, and that was a couple years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty far back. I get it. Again, I feel for you if this is your phone. And the thing is, that the beauty of it is you don't have to go from the Note 3 to the Note 10. You can jump up to a 6 or something that presumably is still cheaper on eBay or whatever, you know, and do it. So that's there.
I'm kind of wondering what the 6, how much it costs.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it.
Google it. And
$78 for a refurbished one.
There you go. So Niantic is going to expand the Wayfarer access and in-game rewards. So I'm assuming the access. Yeah, I see it's going to level 38 trainers and Pokemon and Ingress level agents 10.
Yeah, so you can access it now. Oh,
I'm already at 39. Come on, I'm 39 and a half. I'm 39 and a half, man. Come on.
You sound like such a little kid measuring halves.
I know, right? But what about?
I am 6 and a half. I am not 6.
What are they talking about in-game rewards, though? What are they expanding on that?
Don't think they actually specify, because this isn't just for Pokemon Go. This is also for portals.
Ingress. Yeah.
For Ingress.
Apparently you can get a Wayfarer medal.
There is a Wayfarer medal that's in game, and that is live. So that's there. And apparently agreement points will be rewarded retroactively. So this isn't like, hey, you're gonna start getting points now towards these in-game rewards. This is retroactive. It'll be all of your work that you've done for Wayfarer since it came out. So that's nice. So, but yeah.
Yep. I am theoretically going to Tampa next month. So obviously I'll be doing new spins and stuff, but maybe I can do some Wayfarer work and do something. I don't know.
It's true. Well, and you don't have to go anywhere for Wayfarer. You can log into Wayfarer and review submissions. In some regards, that's more important than submitting new.
I get that. 'Cause you guys say, yeah, this is a good one. No, it's not. And then they get a community push and that's what says yes or no to it. I get you. The grunt work. You're saying as a filthy casual, I should just be the grunt work of it.
I mean, you said it, not me.
You inferred it. Okay. But according to Silph Row, we have a new... Oh, I hate when Reddit does this to me. It puts this big black square over it. We have this infographic of unreleased Pokemon that I'm going to try to look at again.
Yeah, so this comes to us from DavidU008. And this is a bunch of different Pokemon that have not been released into the game at this point. They include things like, even from back from Generation 3, we have Kecleon from Generation 4. Or wait, that is Generation 3. Okay. And then Generation 4, we have the Rotom series. We have Arceus and all of his forms. We have there's a bunch here. I'm not gonna go through and name them all. Shaman, Manaphy, blah 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 blah. A lot of these are mythical, so it makes sense because they slow roll all the mythicals. But yeah, ton of different forms. I am sad that my favorite Galarian form is not in the game in 7K eggs yet, but you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. And for those that do not know who that is, my favorite Galarian form is definitely Farfetch'd. Have you seen the Galarian?
I see it. Now, because Farfetch'd, actually, when they released the actual cartridge games, wasn't Farfetch'd the featured on one of the cartridges? So no. Farfetch'd, he wasn't the featured? I remember people talking about him. That's why I thought he was one of the
featured. For the Galarian ones, people were just shield. Excited to see him.
Okay. But yeah, no, he's got a huge shield and a big...
Oh.
Sorry. He's got a really large stalk of celery that could be a lance. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry, little Bobby in the car. Tell Daddy that I apologize. I don't know. that's a cool grab. Here's the thing. It's like they don't release the coolest looking Pokemon, because all those Pokemon forms, for the most part, are just so different than what we have in the game. They look really different and cool. So, except for Genesect. Genesect is like, oh, look at all these forms. Like, you just copy and pasted. I don't understand what you're talking about. You know, I can barely tell a difference between them.
It's true. They're not very different. It's their little bit on their back is different.
Yeah.
Or the different Arceus forms. So Arceus is a unique Pokemon, and I'm curious to see how they implement him. I've mentioned him before. He, in the main series games, his type... So, you know, like Dragonite is a dragon flying type.
Sure.
Arceus's type is determined based on an item he is holding. So he can actually be any type of Pokemon, and that's what the different colors are representing here, are what he's holding, the item that he's holding, to determine what type of Pokemon he is. Sure. So
that's
not
something they really do in the game right now.
Yeah, we don't have held items in the game.
And so we don't really change the type of a Pokemon either, really.
Well, the different forms, there are some type changes, like the Galarian Meowth is steel form, whereas regular Meowth is normal.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah, but you're right in the fact that there isn't any current mechanism for dynamically changing one Pokemon's type. And I kind of wonder, to be honest, I think the easiest way to do this would just be to provide us with a specialized drop-down menu for Arceus that lets us choose the type instead of adding held items to the game since they've ignored them for so long. I think that might be the best way to do it. They're not going to do that, but I think that would be the best way to do it.
I get you, yeah. I follow.
Because they'll make us do a bajillion raids in order to get every single different iteration of him.
Yeah.
Instead of doing one and getting it and just having the drop down.
Or have a million different special researches like Spinda.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do this one stop and spend it to get that special. Yeah.
You know what? What if they only give us one Arceus, but then they make us do a whole bunch of special research to populate the drop-down list? They will do that. They will.
Why you gotta make it harder,
curse
Joe?
Them.
All right, let's get this last one here. I'm not a game designer, but why do people have to go to third-party sources for some basic info? Shouldn't the Pokédex be more than a glorified sticker book?
It's true. It's very true. The mock-up isn't that great on here, but what they're trying to convey with this is, hey, look, there's a little tab you can click. It says moves, and it gives you a list of all their possible moves that they could have. That would be nice. It would be nice to have that instead of having to go somewhere else to find the list, so that when you do a TM and it's randomized, which I don't really like that either. I haven't liked that the whole time. But anyway, I digress. You have to actually check to see what moves are even available, to see if it's even worth using a TM on them. And even then, you have to check to see which moves are in the current list versus which ones are legacy and all that. So I would love to have just more info in the Pokédex. In the series, Ash is able to flip through different pages and find out more information about a Pokemon when he scans it with the Pokédex. So I wish it was more like what it was supposed to be, a Wikipedia type thing, a handheld Wikipedia. You scan a Pokemon and it gives you a bunch of info.
Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense. Yeah, I would like to be able to maybe long press on somebody. Cause you go, okay, there's a raid over here, or I just fought this Rocket League person. Cause you wouldn't have time to do it in PvP, but like Rocket League, like, okay, they have these three. Instead of me having to go to the web, go, okay, what is that one weak against? What's that one weak against? If I could just long press, cause if I have it like a Stantler, I can go in long press, it's weak against these types, strong against that type. If something like that, that would be great. So yeah, I mean, I'm down with you and them about we should have more options and information in the game.
Well, and the funny thing about that is in the main series games and the newer stuff, a lot of it does say, hey, this is gonna be strong against that Pokemon. So you don't have to remember typing it all. Well,
yeah, a nice little green arrow up or a red arrow down. That would be, or yellow, because yellow is like, well, it's strong, but they're weather boosted or so on and so forth. You know, that would definitely be interesting. But Joe, I got one more question for you, man.
Uh-oh.
Hey there, this is Cheeky Nashville, and I got a question for Joe. What time is it, brother?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I wanted to talk about Zekrom. That will be released later this week. He is a dragon electric type Pokemon. His Pokemon category is the deep black Pokemon. So he is the counterpart to Reshiram. And so he is a lot of fun, featured on the black and white cartridges. His Pokedex entry from the black game says it conceals itself in lightning clouds and it flies throughout the Unova region. It creates electricity in its tail. So it creates electricity, whereas Reshiram creates fire in its tail. So their models are very similar. It's very clear that they are meant to be a pair. Zekrom and Reshiram are based on the concept of yin and yang. So whereas Reshiram is a white Pokemon, Zekrom is a black Pokemon. According to Ken Sugimura, Sugimori, which is one of the designers for Pokemon, he specifically says that Zekrom was designed to have a tougher and more masculine design in contrast to Reshiram's light, airy, and feminine design.
Even though they're genderless, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They are genderless. But he basically, they wanted him to look more imposing, more threatening. And then appearance wise, they both look like some kind of a, well, I mean, they're dragons, so they almost look T-Rex or dinosaur-esque, or a European dragon, you know, pick your poison there. And then the Reshiram and Zekrom, both of them, their names are not really hugely derived from anything other than Kuro, it means black. So the Krom is kind of a corruption of Kuro. And then with Reshiram, we talked about how Shiro, or which is kind of present in Shiram, Reshiram, is white. But yeah, a lot of fun. Get out there, get him while he's available. And again, he will be here starting on the 16th, so June 16th. And they haven't stated when he's going away, but he will at least be here until the beginning of July, since he is featured in on July 1st raid evening,
yes,
raid hour.
Yeah. So that would be cool if they had just launched that remote invite friend raid thing. I'm down, man. I'm there. I would like to. I'd like to raid for this, but I don't see a life where I can go out and make time to do it. And that is it. It's make time to do it. I get that. I'm not, you know, blaming the game or anything. But there is that. So it is time to wrap it up. After that, you get anything else to throw out there, Joe? Did you get any like sand crab Pokemon or anything like that to bring back?
I mean, I definitely got some Krabbies and whatnot, but yeah, it was just a relaxing time at the beach. Well, yeah. And the trouble is the internet connection or the cellular signal there, at least for Sprint users, is okay at the beach, which is ironic because if you go into town to the commercial district, there's no signal. Even though there's a lot more stops, there's no signal for Sprint users there. So, and we are being told to check the Pokemon Go official Twitter page. So why don't I check that right now? In response to community feedback, we are updating the current PokeCoin rewards test for trainers in Australia. When this update goes live, the following changes will be implemented. And I'm going to put a link to it in chat here. So this has come out while we've been recording. So the maximum number of, all right, so let's see. All right. When this goes live, the following changes will be implemented. Maximum number of Pokecoins earned per day will be 50. The number of Pokecoins earned from defending gyms will be 6 per hour, which is down from the 8 per hour that it was. Was it 8 per hour or was it 10 per hour? It was 8 per hour.
It was like,
right?
8, but the max is still 50.
Yeah, the max really is still 50. The maximum number of Pokecoins earned per day from defending gyms will now be 30. So they did decrease that.
I did say max per day. It was just max period before. Like you
but
get
it
50
was max per day.
No. Wait. When they first changed over, when Ibbit was still on, I remember us being disappointed. Like, there's no point being past 8 hours. You want your Pokemon to get killed and come home because they're not grabbing Pokemon coins every day. You got a max of 50, not 50 per day.
Yeah, well, you don't get coins until they come back.
Right, but it was still a max, wasn't it? It didn't suit you to have a Pokemon in there for a week because you still only
Correct.
Get 50 coins.
Yeah, because it used to be that you
per
could
day.
Well, now. It was always capped per day.
So am I reading this wrong? I'm trying to say, it sounds like to me when I read this per day, it sounds like if I put my Pokemon in, they last 2 days, I should get 100 coins.
No. So you they didn't say they're changing when you can get them. So based on that, I think it'll still be the same. You don't collect them until they come back. Whereas before, you know, back in the day, this was like 3 years ago, where you could manually collect them once a day.
Like, that sounds like they're doing more, because what's this phrase about maximum number of Pokemon coins earned per day from defending gyms?
Well, so they're splitting it up. So right now, the maximum we can get is 50, right?
Okay.
But they're making it so that the maximum you can get from gyms is 30. They're breaking the other 20 into a new thing, which is by completing featured activities in the today view. You can get up to 20 coins from that. So, and then below,
this
they
is the
have,
coin version of a hat on a Pikachu. I'll tell you what, they change. It doesn't sound like they're changing anything. Not really. They're actually kind of making it worse.
Well, so I wish they had just left it at 50 from defending, and then just added extra coins that we could get from doing these extra tasks. But that's not what they're doing. They're making it so that you can get 30 from gyms and 20 from tasks, whereas currently it's you can only get it from gyms and it's 50. It's still 50 total.
Now,
but
scrolling past that, okay, that I don't know that I'm going to understand it right. I'm going to be pissed. But beyond that, we actually have a new way to get coins when this goes live.
Yeah, that's the tasks.
Okay.
The activities. And below is the original announcement, but they do specifically list some of the featured activities that you can do, such as make an excellent throw, evolve a Pokemon, make a great throw. Basically, these are all different things that are similar to research tasks, but now you'll be getting coins.
Now, I like that. Oh. I like that. A new way to earn would be this one. So, all right. Well, with all that kind of confusion going on, email us with your questions. Show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Hit us up at the website, PokemonGoPodcast.com. And there's a SpeakPipe tab. You can send in your, hey, this is U.S. Nate Scout, and what time is it, Joe? You know, that's a little pointed, but, you know, I'm saying you could call that in or call in any comments you have. I'll be part of the show. We'd love to have you. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast. Facebook is /PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter is @PokemonGoPod. Twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, where can they find you on the web, Joe?
You can find me at Joseph_Art on Twitter. Embrace the underscore.
Embrace the underscore. When are we getting the shirt? Sometime soon, I hope. and you can find me at Rock God of Pod on Twitter and basically Rock God of Podcasting across social media. Search that or Charles McFall, and you will find me. So until next week, tune in to hear Joe say,
man, I'm going to miss the fresh seafood at the beach. It was great. Those crabby legs, so yummy.
Oh, no, I was going with you ate Stunfisk, didn't you? You ate some Stunfisk.